Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
Well, it just goes to show you that when you start tinkering with something, especially something as important, as elemental to society as marriage and family, you can never really stop tinkering. When you change one thing, you suddenly have to change another. When you shift one definition, a bunch of other definitions are going to have to change. There's no isolating marriage or family or parenting or any of those issues from one another. And of course, all of those, and this is the big argument that's often made from my side of the issue on same-sex marriage, all of those have threads, have tentacles, have anchors out in other definitions in society as well. If you care about how these things are foundational to a free society, you're going to care about things like the definition of marriage. Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon. It's July the 3rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll talk a little bit about a California bill that would, well, it doesn't seek to create new categories precisely, but does seek to, in that state, eliminate the restriction, the legal restriction on how many parents a kid can have. At this point, you can only have two legal parents, mom and dad, two legal parents. Well, there's a bill in California that would seek to eliminate that particular restriction on how many parents a child can have. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse of the Ruth Institute will be our guest a little bit later. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will join us. We're going to be talking with him about a biblical view of conscience. He's written a very interesting article called Something's Gone Wrong, The Four Things Your Conscience Knows. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is a regular guest. She's founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she authored the books Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I am wondering, though, why kids in California need more than two parents.
Well, Mark Lano thinks that they need more than two parents. I guess they're wild and crazy kids and completely unruly. No. Mark Lano is one of our openly gay state legislators who is quite often the guy who's promoting the various aspects that push innovations that further the gay agenda. And so he's introduced a bill that would allow children to have more than two parents listed on the birth certificate and listed as, and given actual parental rights. So, obviously the most obvious case that he has in mind is a case where there would be a lesbian couple with a known sperm donor and they have a child together, and he wants them all listed as parents. So, that's what's going on out here in California, out here on the left coast. That's the new innovative thing that we're all crazy if we don't get behind instantly.
It's interesting that it's not just add another person to the already legally recognized mom and dad, like add a couple divorces and the ex-wife remarries in a lesbian marriage. You might have two moms and one dad. it really just in removing the restriction, it says as many parents as the kid needs legally for the parents to have whatever marital arrangement they want.
Well, you know, that is exactly where this is going to head. I mean, people will promote it as saying, you know, number one, it's more realistic. Well, I don't know how having more than two parents is supposed to be realistic, but they are saying already this is more realistic because it's in keeping with how people are actually living their lives. They'll say it's all wonderful because children will have three people who love them instead of two people who love them. They'll say it's fine because the judge can adapt to the realities of the changing situation. But honestly, Todd, what this really means is that the bright line of biology is being removed for the blurry line of judicial determination of who counts as a parent. And, you know, the reality is that every child has two parents, a mother and a father, the biological mother and the biological father. And throughout all of human history, people know who those people are. I mean, as soon as you get to a civilization that's any further advanced than people not being sure what fatherhood's about, you know, you think you're impregnated by standing in the river and the river god does it or whatever. I mean, once you're past that, everybody knows there's a mom and a dad, you know. And so instead of respecting biology as a reality that we simply respect and record and work with, instead of that, the state of California wants to intrude itself into the definition of parenthood itself so that this is something that judges can decide. And maybe it's going to be something that the parents want, but maybe it's not. Maybe this is going to, in many cases, there's no question, this will turn into an opportunity for adults to argue amongst themselves. There'll be some third party who will claim that they count as a parent under one of these rules or whatever, and that will be yet another way for the family courts to end up being intruded and involved in the micromanaging of the family's life. And that's the part that people like Mark Leno will never admit or never or pretend they don't see, you know, is that in fact the private space of the family is being taken over by the public space of the family courts. And that's why I think everyone should be objecting to this in the strongest possible way.
And this, and again, this is not about the meeting the needs or the best interests of the children. This is about accommodating this arrangement for the sake of the parents and their proclivities, isn't it?
Well, it's, you see, they'll say that it's about the best interests of the child, and there's no question in my mind that the way the thing will unfold and unravel and play itself out will be that they'll say, we're going to let this third party be involved because it's in the best interest of the child. That will certainly be part of the discussion. But what nobody seems to understand is that the system itself of judicially determining or legally determining who counts as a parent outside of biology and adoption, that system itself is not in the best interest of the child. It would be better for the children. It would be in the best interest of children, really, if adults would accommodate themselves to the reality that they are the parents, you know, that the two biological parents are, in fact, the parents, and then live up to those responsibilities with all that that entails. That's what would really be in the best interest of the children. But people who will make these arguments, trying to push something like this through, they're going to say, this will be, you know, we'll allow the judge to figure out the particular situation for this child that's going to be good. But actually, the systemic removal of biology and the systemic replacement of biology with judicial determination, that whole system is not in the interest of children. That's the problem. And so that's where the point that you're making, that this is done to accommodate the interests of adults, that's where that point is exactly correct. We're coming up with a new system. And the purpose of the system is to give adults what they want. If you really thought about the interests of children, you would say the old system where mothers and fathers got married to each other and stayed married to each other and took care of their own children and no one else's, that's a good system. That's the best system for children. You know, there's nothing wrong with that as a system, as a systemic norm. And that's what the real problem is. And so people listening to this program, your Issues Etc. listeners, need to be able to make that distinction between the individual and the systemic in order to defend natural marriage. That's where the dividing line always is. And, you know, as you can see, we are at war. You know, there really is a battle going on here.
With only about 30 seconds here, because I did want to ask you about a conference coming up here pretty soon. You're the Californian. Do you think this bill is going to make it through?
Oh, I don't know. It might make it through. I hate to say it. I hate to, you know, we've had so many crazy things come through. We've got a bill out here that may pass that would prohibit therapists from offering any kind of counseling to minors that would help them with sexual orientation. You know, so the gay lobby is very, very powerful out here, and it's possible that it would pass.
Coming up later this month, the Ruth Institute's going to be hosting It Takes a Family to Raise a Village conference in San Diego. Tell us about the conference, and I understand that you have a plea for our listeners.
I do have a plea for your listeners. Yes, this is a conference where we bring people in we bring students in from all over the country and from Latin America, and to teach them all about marriage, to teach them to make the kind of point that I just made on this program. I've been predicting this three parenthood business for 4 years that we've been operating the Ruth Institute. So anyway, we've got our class chosen. We've got 35, 40 students coming from all over the place if we can transport them there. The cost of airfares have gone up so much that our budgets are really getting out of whack. And we've got several very able students from Latin America, one from Canada, kid from Yale Divinity School, people all over the place that we need to get to San Diego at the end of July. If your listeners have frequent flyer miles that they would like to donate to the Ruth Institute, I want them to go to ruthinstitute.org, which I think you have a link there on your page, and contact us. And talk to us to see if you've got enough frequent flyer miles that you could help us get these kids across the country or up from Latin America, because they need this information. They need the training, and we need your help to move the kids across town, the country.
It's a fantastic idea. You can find out more about It Takes a Family to Raise a Village, July the 26th through the 29th in San Diego, and the Ruth Institute at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Jennifer, thanks for being our guest.
You're very welcome, Todd.
When we come back, Pastor Brian Wolf-Miller will join us. We're going to talk about your conscience, four things it knows. Well, it knows there's something wrong. We'll go into more detail after this.
Over summer, 2.5 months of what a child learned in school can leak away. Call Sylvan to turn summer learning loss into a gain. Sylvan pinpoints exactly what skills your child needs in just 3 hours a week over 12 weeks. You'll see results in your child's math or reading performance improving one grade level guaranteed. Demonstrated through the pre and post assessment. So call now. At participating locations only. Some restrictions may apply. Call for complete guarantee details.
Sylvan Learning Center of Shiloh, 618-628-0018. 628-0018.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Where Christianity meets culture. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
This is Pastor Miller of Trinity Lutheran Church in Bay Ridge. We preach, teach, and confess the historic Catholic faith. For a refuge from the pop spirituality and shallow preaching that swirls about in our day, come to our haven at 9023rd Avenue in Brooklyn. In addition to Mrs. Solano Sunday School at 9:30, we have liturgy at 11 a.m., followed by a fellowship meal and Bible study after the service. You're invited to come and be a part of Trinity, a biblical and sacramental church. Visit trinitybayridge.org.